I am indeed Lord Maitreya, and I come to greet you in the fullness of my joy. Why is my joy full? Because I can now see the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel, where we can fulfill the work that was begun so many thousands of years ago in what humankind knows as the Garden of Eden. My beloved hearts, you know that the Garden of Eden was Maitreya's mystery school, and that I was indeed the God in that garden, meaning not that I was God in the ultimate sense, but that I was the spiritual teacher assigned to teach the life streams who had come to that mystery school to learn their lessons. My beloved hearts, many of you have wondered why there was a serpent in the Garden of Eden who could tempt Adam and Eve. Well, I shall endeavor to explain this to you, and you know already what you have been told by beloved El Moya, where he set the foundation for what I am now going to tell you. My beloved, the serpent was in the Garden of Eden because the Garden of Eden was created for the same purpose that we have created the organizations we sponsored in this century, namely to give the fallen angels an opportunity to rise above their fallen consciousness by interacting with those who were the holy innocents. My beloved, this can seem like a shock to some of you who have grown up thinking that God created the Garden of Eden for the sake of those who were the innocent. Yet, when you consider what El Moya has told you, you will see that it is indeed logical that the Garden of Eden was a mystery school set up to teach both the fallen life streams and those who had already internalized the light, so that both would have an opportunity to grow from their interaction. This surely was a sacrifice on the part of those who had not fallen from above. Yet it was a sacrifice they were willing to make out of their great love, not only for their fallen brothers and sisters, but for the plan of God. My beloved, consider then what it means that there is a mystery school. Wherein lies the mystery? The mystery is indeed that there are initiations in the school that are not explained in full, so that there is something that is left as a mystery by the teacher. Why then was it necessary to leave something unspoken, to leave something a mystery? Well, it was, as beloved El Moya explained, because the fallen angels could not admit who they were and that they had fallen. They were not able to confront their pride, their egos, in a straightforward and direct manner. And that is why the mystery school had to allow them to hide who they were. Otherwise, we would have had no chance of reaching these life streams. Do you see, my beloved, that those who are trapped in the ego cannot instantaneously overcome that ego? They cannot confront the ego all at once. So we must give them a gradual path. And in order to give them the opportunity to grow gradually, we must allow them to enter without exposing who they are, without exposing their egos and its many subtle games. Obviously, this has a cost, for those who are the innocents can easily be influenced by the fallen angels because they do not know who they are. They do not know their games. But again, as I said, this was a sacrifice that those who were in the mystery school had vowed to make, had volunteered to make, before they descended to the mystery school. The world believes that the Garden of Eden was the beginning place of humankind. You who are more spiritually aware know that this is not the case. Your beings were created in the spiritual realm and descended to the material universe. And although the Garden of Eden was not in the same level of vibration, was not in the same frequency spectrum as the material universe is today, it was nevertheless in a material frequency spectrum. And thus, it was in a lower vibration than what human beings call heaven, but which we today prefer to call the spiritual realm. So, my beloved, no life stream was created in the Garden of Eden. All life streams that were there had either fallen or they had descended voluntarily to that mystery school. And those who descended voluntarily did so out of their greater love. They were willing to sacrifice. They were willing to run the risk that they might indeed be ensnared by the serpentine logic and therefore themselves fall into their duality consciousness. They were willing to take that risk because of love. And what we endeavor to do in this day and age is to reconnect those of you who descended voluntarily to the original love that caused you to descend. So that even if you have fallen, even if you have taken on the ego and the duality consciousness, you can quickly reconnect to your original love and therefore rise above all negative feelings, all hurts, all wounds that you have received by being in this dense octave and being exposed to the ego plays of those who have not been willing to rise above their egos, even though they have had numerous opportunities, starting with the Garden of Eden all the way to today. My beloved hearts, you know that in this dispensation of the Summit Lighthouse, we attempted to establish Maitreya's Mystery School once again in the physical octave, or rather, we attempted to establish it in the physical octave. We attempted to establish it once again on Earth. As I have just explained, the Mystery School allows those who have egos to enter without being exposed. And thus, you have the same situation in the Summit Lighthouse that you had in the Garden of Eden, that you had a mixture of those who were totally identified with the consciousness of Antichrist, with the consciousness of the ego, and those who had achieved some degree of detachment from that consciousness. And yet neither knew who they were and why they were there, or at least very few. And so you had a mixture of light and dark, and therefore, truly, those who were identified with the egos played their subtle games, even under the radar of the messenger, who could not, with her outer consciousness, keep an eye on everything that was going on. And so we know very well that many of the innocent life streams came into that organization and were severely hurt and put down. And as El Moya said, we truly would like to see these life streams be healed and reconnect to their original love. One of the ways we seek to do this is to establish the successor to Maitreya's Mystery School. This is indeed a dispensation that I have received from the Karmic Board. It is a dispensation that was granted only this Christmas Eve. And it was granted only because through the mission of Shangri-La and the guardians of the Mother Light, so many people have responded to the call to the path of oneness. You have given the rosaries of Mother Mary, which are the very foundation for the path of oneness, the path of separation from the ego, leading to the oneness with your Christ Self, with each other, and with the ascended host. Because a critical mass had responded to the rosaries and to the teachings we had given, I, Maitreya, could go before the Karmic Board and receive this dispensation to establish a new movement, a new platform that is not a mystery school, but is a step above the mystery school in that it takes out the mystery. I then come to announce to you the inauguration of what I will call Maitreya's Sphere of Oneness. This is a new platform where we endeavor to give teachings that have not been released on planet Earth before because the consciousness of humankind had not reached the critical level. This is indeed the teachings about the path of oneness that we desire to release and that we have desired to release for a very long time. This is an extremely important endeavor for the future of this planet, because unless a critical mass of people commit themselves to the path of oneness and walk that path, coming into greater oneness, it will not be possible to establish the kingdom of God in the physical octave on planet Earth. Thus, what we endeavor to establish is a platform for the golden age, for the kingdom of God, by establishing a sphere of light where we no longer have the requirement of the mixture of dark life streams and light and lighter life streams with the cover of the veil that allows the dark life streams to hide. We will create a sphere dedicated to oneness where no one who is not willing to confront their egos can remain for long, where the ego simply cannot hide, and where those who are trapped in the ego consciousness cannot attain or maintain positions of leadership. This then will be an example such as never been seen before on this planet of a oneness between people here below, establishing the chalice, the Holy Grail, that opens the door for the oneness between you here below and us, the ascended host above. This is the vertical oneness and the horizontal oneness, the Alpha and the Omega. Thus you see, my beloved, when you look back at the history of this planet from the present moment to the Garden of Eden, you see that all spiritual organizations, all religions, have been mystery schools in the sense that they all allowed those who were trapped in the ego consciousness to hide and to intermingle with those who had started the path of oneness with their higher selves. And so you see that this is a very significant step up for this planet, where the ego can no longer hide. And thus, we have the opportunity, as those who are willing to enter, let go of their egos, to set forth an example that has never been seen on this planet, an example of people dedicated to that path of oneness. My beloved hearts, surely we will give more teachings on this and how to establish this sphere of oneness. Yet I will endeavor to begin tonight with a few basic teachings. You have heard through the previous dispensation of the Summit Lighthouse that when I, Maitreya, volunteered to descend to Earth to help the evolutions of this planet, I went before God and said, they have not responded to anything else. Can we win them with kindness? Thus, Maitreya's sphere of oneness must be based on kindness. Yet, as some of you know, I was told that if I were to endeavor to win the life streams of Earth through kindness, I had to master all of the shades and aspects of kindness. Thus, kindness has many facets. And kindness is not the soft, gentle kindness that so many people think it is. Kindness is more than anything else, honesty, openness, and directness that will not allow a person to remain trapped in the ego and therefore is willing to expose the ego and its games even when it encounters a negative reaction, a reaction of ingratitude for its service. Yet I must tell you one absolute requirement. As I said, kindness can be very direct, but I must tell you that there is no shade of kindness that has any fear in it whatsoever. This is a teaching that you need to ponder, for if you are to come into Maitreya's sphere of oneness, then you must be willing to become one with my flame of kindness. And I tell you that you cannot become one with the flame of kindness unless you are willing to let go of all fear, for there can be no fear where the flame of kindness is manifest. Thus, I want those of you who have been members of the Summit Lighthouse to look back at your experience and see how many times you were treated by other people in a way that was distinctly unkind. Ah, yes, my beloved, I know there was a culture in the church of thinking that El Moya's way was to be very direct and blue-ray, and therefore those who were chelas of El Moya thought that they had to go around and blue-ray other people and shock them to come into alignment with what they thought was the will of God. Yet I must tell you that virtually every one of the people who took upon themselves this role, and mind you that I say they took it upon themselves, virtually every one of these people did so out of fear. So what they were doing was not expressing the directness of El Moya, because El Moya's directness has no fear in it whatsoever. El Moya's directness is a shade of kindness that has simply taken on the blue flame of the will of God to awaken people to the need to come back into alignment with the will of God. Yet those who have not let go of their fear cannot in any way, shape, or form imitate El Moya's directness, and thus what they express is a fear-based attempt to imitate a master, and it can only hurt both other people and themselves. Yet I ask you to understand, as I said before, that many of you volunteered before you came into embodiment to enter the Summit Lighthouse and Maitreya's Mystery School, because many of you were in the original Garden of Eden, and ever since then you have volunteered over and over again to serve in the same capacity on earth. Do you see, my beloved? You have done so. You have served tirelessly out of your great love for God and the expressions of God, the individualizations of God, even those who have fallen into the sense of separation from their God. And thus I ask you to seriously make an effort to reconnect to that original love, that original joy, because when you do so, you will see that your love can quickly heal all wounds you have received. And therefore, you can forgive, you can let go of the past. And my beloved, if you do not let go of the past, if you do not heal your wounds, you cannot enter Maitreya's sphere of oneness. Do you see the equation? It is one of the essential requirements of the spiritual path that there are certain levels. When you are on a specific level, you take small steps and you grow gradually, but there comes a point where you have reached the final step on that level. And now, in order to step up to the next level, you must let go of the previous level. You must let go of the old before you can enter the new. Thus, before you can enter this new dispensation, this Aquarian dispensation, you must let go of the old dispensation, not only of the Summit Lighthouse, but of the entire Piscean consciousness. My beloved hearts, this is something that many students or would-be students of the Ascended Masters have not understood. The need to let go of everything you have attained in the lower level in order to rise to the new. This is why you indeed see people in many spiritual and religious organizations who have worked very hard for many years to attain a position in a specific organization. And therefore, they cannot let go of that position in order to move on to something new. Thus, you see many of those who are in leadership positions in the Summit Lighthouse who cannot conceive of letting go of the position for which they have worked so hard in order to move on with the Ascended Masters. You even see many of the students who have no position in the outer organization, and they too find it difficult to let go because they still feel they have built a position for themselves where they feel they have a relationship with the masters. They feel they have a sense of security because they have done so many decrees and given so much outer service. And they are not willing to let go of that sense of security in order to move on with the Ascended Masters and come into a new dispensation. And thus they hold on to the old, justifying it by using some of the statements we have made, statements that, as El Moya explained, were meant to entice those who needed the sense of superiority to enter the organization. And thus, it is sad when some of those who truly are our best chelas become caught in this trap, this sense of superiority and comfortability, not being willing to give up the old in order to move on with us, the living ascended masters, and not the dead idols that have been created by those who have not understood the inner path, and therefore think they can put the ascended masters, even Lord Maitreya himself, into a neat little box that they can put a label on, and they think they understand who I am and what I am about. Thus, many of you have talked to these people who will not move on. As you discussed earlier in your questions and answers. And there are many things that you can say to them that might help them. But when it comes right down to it, there really is only one question that you need to ask these people. And that question is, do you believe you know better than the ascended masters? Do you believe you know better than the ascended masters whether they should anoint other messengers and continue delivering progressive revelation? For you see, my beloved, no matter what outer excuse you might use, no matter what statements you might dig out of dictations and take out of context and use to justify the belief, the illusion, that there will be no other messengers and that progressive revelation will come to a halt with this or that organization. No matter how you might justify this, there is only one real explanation here. You have fallen prey to the consciousness of the Antichrist, the consciousness of the fallen angels, who, from the very moment they fell, believed they knew better than God how to save humankind, how to run the universe. So you see, my beloved, if you have the courage to be direct, you can pose this question to those who are not willing to move on. And you might cause them to pause and consider, if they are open, that they need to let go of all the outer justifications and go within their hearts and get their own inner confirmation by connecting to the living Christ, who is the only one who can know whether the ascended masters have moved on. Truly, no man knoweth the Father but the Son, or to whom the Son has revealed him. Thus, no one knows the living ascended masters but your Christ self. The outer analytical mind cannot know whether we have moved on. Nor can those who puff themselves up thinking they know everything because they know the outer word of a previous teaching, thus taking on the role of the scribes and the Pharisees who denied the living Christ when Jesus walked among them in the flesh. My beloved hearts, one more thing I will give you tonight. In Maitreya's sphere of oneness, all are called to become one. Yet, oneness does not mean sameness. Oneness does not mean that you lose your individuality, lose your uniqueness, and that you all do the same thing. There are indeed various functions that must be fulfilled in Maitreya's sphere of oneness. Thus, some must serve as messengers for the living word to maintain a more direct connection with the ascended host. Yet, my beloved, this is simply an office. Some have been trained to have this office, while others have been trained to have other offices. One of the other offices is to serve on the outer rim of the sphere of oneness, to interact with the world, and therefore talk to the people, and give them the teachings, preparing them to enter. Thus you see, those who are on the outer rim are in a sense also messengers. And my beloved, It simply does not make sense to say that one office is more important than another. For we do not want to see Maitreya sphere oneness be just a small little area set aside. We desire to see it expand until it eventually encompasses the entire planet. And thus there must be those who are on the outer rim expanding the sphere. Do you see, my beloved, that every person who serves in that sphere of oneness is fulfilling an important office, and that no office is more important than any other? And thus I must tell you that in the old mystery schools, we allowed the ego to play its games of idolatry. And therefore you will see very clearly in the Summit Lighthouse that there was a very distinct idolatry of the outer messenger. My beloved hearts, this idolatry can only spring from the consciousness of Antichrist. For when you say that one son or daughter of God is more important than another son and daughter of God, you are denying the Christ in yourself or in other people. And so you can clearly see that in Maitreya sphere of oneness, we cannot allow idolatry of our messengers. How can you become one with each other when you set some people up on a pedestal thinking they are so far above you or they are more important than yourselves? My beloved hearts, this cannot be allowed in the sphere of oneness. And thus you need to take the opportunity that you who are here have been given to interact with Kim and Lorraine and see that they do not set themselves above you, and thus there is no need for you to set them above yourselves. Take note that they have manifested the kindness that is direct, open, and does not pretend in any way, shape, or form. See that this is the kindness you can strive for the way we desire to see you interact with each other is in that kindness that is open, straightforward, does not play any games, does not hide anything, does not seek to manipulate, does not create barriers or distinctions or differences. This is the openness, the directness, the loving kindness that we who are the ascended host have and enjoy when we interact with each other here in the spiritual realm. And that is what we desire to see in the sphere of oneness on earth so that we can have as above, so below. My beloved hearts, I come to give you my gratitude, an infinite and unbound gratitude, for having been willing to go through what you have gone through, not only in this lifetime, but in so many lifetimes. My beloved hearts, most of the people who will respond to this new dispensation of the sphere of oneness are those who volunteered to descend into the Garden of Eden on a rescue mission. I have known you for a very long time. I have loved you for a very long time. And I have no other desire than to raise you out of the consciousness of fear and separation so that you can once again experience my love for you. This then is why my joy is full at this hour, for I see that the ultimate fulfillment of Maitreya's Mystery School is now within reach. My beloved, rejoice. Rejoice with me. Rejoice with your other brothers and sisters in the ascended host, and rejoice with your brothers and sisters here below. Thus I say, I shall return many a time to expand upon the concepts and upon the sphere of oneness, but for now I say, be sealed in the fullness of the joy of Maitreya. It is sealed.